Computer System, which is funded and operated by the Legislative Affairs Agency. And up to now, there hasn't been an outlet in Fairbanks except at the Legislative Affairs Agency downtown.
We're very happy to have access to this service now. We've been aware of it for some time, and it's very exciting the types of information that we can have direct access to now.
What does Lexis do?
It's a record of the output of the Alaska legislature, the House bills, the Senate bills, the resolutions, the journals, the statutes. There are various portions of the system, so you have a variety of ways of getting at the information. Perhaps the most common is the basis, which is the access to the bills. Which the access is by bill identification number, the sponsor name. If you don't know who has sponsored legislation and you want to do a subject type search, there are selected subject terms. You can do a subject search. If you want to know what a particular committee is, what their activities have been involved with, you can do a committee search. Those are the ones that it, the bill status, okay, well, the bill status gives the history of the date that the bill was introduced, what committees it's been referred to, what action has been taken, what the current status is. There was one that we were checking this morning, and it was an older number, and it has already been passed as a law, as one of the session laws. So it gives all the history all the way through the operation, through the process, from both sessions of the legislature.
Go ahead. How is this beneficial to the University of Alaska Fairbanks?
Well, we hope that we will be used extensively by our students and faculty members, and will even allow administrators to use the service as well. We have many students who have assignments through their various course offerings where they have to do investigation in Alaska legislation. For instance, the statutes are online as well. Up to now, we do have them in the reference department, but they are in a book form. This has them online where you can search them by keywords embedded in the text, which is a lot more flexible for retrieving information. We have faculty members all the time who are interested in the progress of certain types of legislation, and we will be able to access it for them and give them updates as of yesterday. For instance, one bill I was searching this morning had been referred to committee on Monday and had that information in it. So it is very current. The only other place in Fairbanks that you could get this information would be at the Legislative Affairs Agency in downtown.
If I was interested in, say, oil legislation or everything introduced by Senator X, could you push a button and bring that up on me?
Basically, these are the access points. We can have access by the subject. It's a full-text searching of the measures that are before the legislature. And we use Boolean searching, which is a search term that we use with our other computer literature searching. So you can combine concepts or terms and get the documents that have those in conjunction, as a phrase. You can also have access by, say, one of our legislators has sponsored some education bills. You know, here at the university, we're interested in what the legislature is doing in relation to the universities, and we can search on the university, or we can search by the person's name and find out what the status is. We're just learning how to use it, so we're a little bit cumbersome at this point, but we are doing initial training for the reference staff, so that any of us at the reference desk will be able to field these questions when they come in.
Brings up another question if you can answer. Could you tell me when people can use this and how much it costs and how it works that way?
At the moment, there is we are paying a monthly subscription fee to have this dial-up access to it. It's not very much, but it will not be. It will be no charge to the patron user coming in.
Yes, we're very happy to offer this service to our students and faculty and others who might want to use it. We are primarily an institution serving the students and faculty of the university, and we see this as a service to help them in their instructional and research needs. And this free service, and it's not often we're able to offer new free services, has really, you know, we've really been very grateful to Nilo and Mike Davis who have made this possible for us.
Now, going back, the other half of the question was, can somebody come in any time of the day, or does it have to come at specialized times?
I don't know what the hours of service are.
What can we get besides just looking up the laws and legislation to propose?
Well, I think one of the more interesting aspects of this service is that we can search committee minutes. For instance, we can search the minutes of the Finance Committee, the Budget and Audit Committees, the Legislative Council minutes as well, so that you not only have the law or the potential law in the form of a bill that is in its text, you also have the minutes of the various committees as they have considered them that you can access as well. And that's often very, I think, very interesting, and you can learn a great deal about what is available and how the legislatures are looking at these various new bills. Another aspect that we can offer is the statute inquiry reference system, which allows us to find out what bills will be impacting upon which statutes. As each bill or resolution is introduced, the statutes that are referenced in the body of the bill are entered into this file. And when a new version of the bill is adopted on the floor of the legislature, the statute references are changed in this database to reflect the most current vision of the bill. So if we have a student or a faculty member who wants to know if a particular statute is going to be impacted by any legislation, we can find that out. And that would be incredibly difficult in a manual system.
I jumped around a bit. Either if I triggered a question or anything that you want to like
was that we have had the actual paper copy of all this information. But the big plus of the having access to this system is the indexing, the access points. There have been published indexes before, but they are not current. And the big plus is the currency of the information that we have access to now.
This brings up another question. What about during the summer when the legislation is not completed? Is this active? What happens to that?
It is still available during the summer. They talk about the interim, at which they update their manuals, and you know, the staff still is doing things. But it's not seasonal with the legislature. Because the teleconference, another aspect of the, is having access to the teleconferencing schedule reporting system, which is the schedule of when the teleconferences on committee hearings and so forth is available. And there are teleconferences that go on during the interim. The committees meet all through, legislative committees meet through intersession. And so we would have to have that activity is still going on relative to the legislature, even though it's not in session. And so we still have access to that.
And of course, if you want to come in during the summer and find out what they did, we have lots of questions during the summer about activities of the legislature during the previous session, because people are just beginning to realize oftentimes that things did take place in the legislature that will impact upon them.
Now, you were mentioning they put in the latest version of a bill. If I wanted to pull up Bill 2619 and had 23 changes, will all 23 be there or just the latest?
As far as I can tell, it is just the latest that will be there. We will have in paper copy the backup of all the different versions, but what's online, I believe, is only the latest version, so it's the current. So you don't have the history that way.
And that's, of course, why we will keep the paper copy, and we will keep session laws and journal and House journals and Senate journals and all the other various manual records that we have kept in the past, is that we will use the system basically to access the most current information, to get the correct bill number, to get the correct reference, and then we will go and look at the manual records if people want information that is not stored online. So really, the two work together. This is really a very nice enhancement of the manual system we already have.
It's primarily for the convenience of the university community. It in no way is intended to replace the fine service done by the Legislative Reference Service, or legislative, what is it downtown? The Legislative Affairs Agency downtown, because they have done a fine service.